Joined by meteorologist John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service this morning. John, I don't know if these types of records are kept at the National Weather Service, but I just saw that heat advisory in place, I think, from what, midway through Tuesday through Friday night, and that to me seems unprecedented in terms of length for an advisory. Anecdotally, can you just tell me, I mean, have you really seen that duration of a heat advisory here in Western New York in your time?
Yeah, that's very long to have it 4 days in a row. We did have a heat event, I think, 2 years ago where it lasted for 3 or 4 days. But usually when we reach the 90s, it's only for a day or two, and then we cool off. In this case, we've already had 3 days in the low 90s, and that will continue through the rest of the work week.
Now, what about this summer so far, what we've seen to this point? It's been an odd year. Look, I'm kind of going back to my vague memory here. March was beautiful. April was beautiful. Then May took a kind of a bad turn. But it seems like we've had a warm trend here in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Is it warmer than normal?
It is, yeah. The last couple of weeks have turned warmer than normal after the very chilly start to spring, the second half of April and into May. Like you mentioned, we're very cold, but then we turned it around going into June, and especially the last few weeks, it's been in a very warm pattern, and it looks like that will continue for the foreseeable future.
Foreseeable future, John. Expand on that for us just a little bit. Are you saying for the next week, couple of weeks, what do we have?
Yeah, overall, it looks like we're in an above-normal pattern through at least the rest of the month. Now, we will have a cold front move through this weekend, later Saturday night. That'll bring a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it will cool off temporarily behind that for Sunday and early next week for a few days. But by cooling off, we're only going to get down to about normal, it looks like, for a few days. And then after that, we start to warm up again.
And then finally, you did mention a few showers on the way. But it's nice that the grass isn't growing like it was 4 or 5 weeks ago. But at the same time, it looks like we're hitting a bit of a dry spell here. Just how dry is it?
Yeah, we've been quite dry the last few weeks. We're depending on where you are, there have been a few spotty showers and thunderstorms the last 3 weeks, but if you've missed out on those, we're running a couple inches below normal over the last month and a half, roughly, and that will continue this week. There'll be a few spotty afternoon showers and thunderstorms, mainly well south of Buffalo on many of these afternoons, but it looks like Buffalo stays mainly dry until Saturday when that cold front approaches.
John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service, as always, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome, Jay. Take care.